Make no mistake, I just got chills when I said it. So I was thinking about the situation. Ooh, those are strong chills. The force is strong with this one. The big one's going down. Black swans, terror attacks, war, economic collapse. All that's in play. Ooh, brought tears to my eyes. That's the spidey sense. That's the sword sting when the goblins are near. White hot, low and blue. Man. All right. We have Robert Barnes on this new Russiagate reboot that is really sinister. And you're like, we all know Russiagate's crap. They're not so much going after Trump with it this time. They're going after the independent media. And we know exactly how they did it because I've experienced it. Of course, I don't say this arrogantly like I'm John Gotti. Oh, you didn't get me, feds, because I've done nothing wrong. But they repeatedly tried to set me up with Russian money. They tried to send us sponsors that the feds had funded another intermediate company that didn't know what was going on. And then they come into a company that the Russians have already invested in, and then they invest money, and then they tell that person to invest it with you, and they don't understand what's happening because they're just ad agencies. And they're just like, okay, sure, we'll advertise. They'll run like regular advertisements, and they'll sponsor shows, car insurance, supplements, you name it. And then the feds can stand back and say, oh, you're getting funded by the Russians. Benny Johnson, you know, Tim Pool, give me a break. And sometimes they just come right to you and say, here's $3 million. It's from the Internet Research Agency. Just sign this trust agreement. And then you find out it's really the FBI. So, and I documented it, I'll sleep with that. Let's just say the feds weren't too pleased when I delivered all the information to them that I'd caught them by the wiener, by the short hairs. And I'm just like, listen, leave me alone. I'm a red-blooded American. I understand you're not at the top. You're criminals. But just, you know, just this dog ain't playing your game. Let's go to this quick AI clip. Here it is.
ChatGPT, can you respond in the style of Alex Jones to concerns over globalism as a whole?
All right. Let's talk about globalism. This isn't some vague, distant threat. It's here and it's happening right now. Globalism isn't just a political agenda. It's a coordinated effort by powerful elites,
these unelected bureaucrats who believe they know better than sovereign nations. And it's about centralizing control. This is about taking away the rights of everyday people, stripping away our freedoms, and consolidating power in the hands of a few globalist technocrats who don't care about your family, your community, or your country. The goal is to create a one-world government, a system where your individual rights, your national sovereignty, mean nothing. They use institutions like the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, and other shadowy organizations to push this agenda. They tell you it's all in the name of progress or sustainability. But behind the curtain, they're erasing borders, controlling economies, and surveilling every aspect of your life.
These are the same elites who think they should dictate how you live while they sit in their ivory towers, completely disconnected from reality.
Look at how they use crises, whether it's pandemics, financial collapses, or climate change. These events are manipulated or even manufactured to justify more control, more surveillance, more restrictions, more centralized governance. And the media, they're part of it. They normalize this agenda, downplaying the truth, calling you a conspiracy theorist if you dare question their narrative. This is a battle for our freedom. The fight against globalism isn't just political. It's about defending the very foundations of human liberty. They want to keep you dependent, keep you distracted, and most importantly, keep you controlled. We need to wake up, take action, and expose this tyranny before it's too late. That's what's really happening, folks.
It's time to stand up. Resist the globalists.
Wow. Chase, for people that just tuned in, what question again did you ask ChatGPT to get that answered?
I told ChatGPT to respond in the style of Alex Jones to the concerns over globalism.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure.
And whatever comes our way.
It wants and
explode into space.
I like smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and buttons.
Explode into space.
I can fly so high, I never want to die.
Born to be wild.
And we're wild. You're listening to live, wild, teleprompter, globalist free, talking point, free media. Baby, you're stuck in here with me. I watch the clips. I read the news. I interview the experts. I talk to you. And I say whatever the hell I want. Woo! And they don't like it. And guess what? I don't do any market research. I don't look into what you want or what you think. Because I already know you think just like me. I didn't need to see big, giant scientific polls came out the last few months. A new one out today. That the confidence in mainline corporate medicine has plunged from 71.5% to 40.1%. In just the last 4 years. I could have told you that the majority of people don't trust your ass. What do I say? It's 30-something percent still believe the government and the corporations are friends. And some still have a little extra, you know, confidence in the medical system because there are a lot of good doctors and nurses and practitioners and people. But the top is very bad. And I'm always coming up with a number of 30-something percent. Well, this is 40.1. Yeah. I mean, I don't need to read a poll. I go all over the country. And I talk to people. And I'd say most of these folks just don't want to tell a major pollster group that they hate the medical system. So I bet it's 25% actually in reality. They have studies on that. That's why Trump keeps winning, even though some of the polls say he's not that much ahead. Well, that's because people are scared to say I'm supporting Trump. Hospital purgatory, confidence in healthcare plunges as criticism grows louder and larger. Hospital review. And what's their answer? Well, these COVID shots actually erase your immune system and make you sick. That's admitted. So we just want you to try to pressure parents to give their newborn baby a COVID shot and then two more by the time they're 9 months old. Yeah, I'm sure that baby having a heart attack or being brain damaged, that'll really make the people love the medical system. I don't need to read a poll or a study to know. You'll be at 5% support pretty soon. And before the COVID shots rolled out, I was in Phoenix fighting where they were stealing the election days after the election. Flew out there at the White House behest. And I come out of the Westin at like 7 a.m. There's a park right there, and I'm going to shoot some videos. The sun's coming up. A sculpture park right in front of the Westin in Phoenix. And I'm sitting out there while I make phone calls and stuff and shoot some different reports for about 45 minutes, drinking coffee, and I see a bus drive by. And it says, soon nanotech will be in the shots and cure all disease. This is before the shots roll out. A couple months. And then I'm out there about 30 minutes later, another bus. Bye. And it says, strokes and heart attacks are common in children. They're quite normal. And I went on air that day and I said, I'm seeing buses everywhere. And we later caught video of it. Because I'm like, get that. It had already driven by. But later we're out the car window catching them again. We showed, look at this. And since then, you can just Canada, the UK, Australia, billboards everywhere. It's quite normal to have heart attacks, and there's TV ads. You know, oh, you didn't know you've really been having heart attacks since you were a year old, but now you're 15 and you have a heart attack, but we've got drugs and surgery, you'll be okay. They know what they're doing. And once you learn what the propaganda is, and I remember 15 years ago, I went to the mall, go a couple times a year, and there were just half the stores had women in burqas on the posters. Wasn't a woman in a bathing suit or a guy with a tennis racket or a guy with a football or a happy family out at the park with the clothes on from Banana Republic or whatever. Everywhere it was women in burqas. And I went, well, we're about to see just tons of Muslims brought in. And then now you go to the mall and it's like half Muslims, the same mall, Barton Creek Mall. And women with full burqas, you go in a restaurant, they're eating spaghetti under it. See, 15 years ago they got the signs up, and then 15 years later they're everywhere. In fact, if you go to Barton Creek Mall on a Saturday or Sunday, it's like an Islamic festival. It's like gang members and Muslims everywhere. Go see for yourself. And I said then, watch, they're going to, I don't need to know. Whenever you, it's called ESG. The corporations order the other ones, the big ones, the BlackRocks order the companies, you're going to do this. And now it's out in the open and admitted. I mean, we knew 20 years ago, 30 years ago, that every hero was a woman. Women always kicked the guy's ass in every movie. And I said, Hollywood's given an order out. And then it came out 15 years ago, 16 years ago, that for video games and movies, they gave them an order to always show women as smarter and better. And I had Paul Ehrlich, top depopulation globalist in 1979 on national TV. I played the clip probably 10 times, saying, we're going to start next year making all the role models stupid and bad and all the fathers bad and make the family look bad so families break up and there's not as many children. Would you like to see him say it again? Or just go to X or YouTube. I mean, Paul Ehrlich talks about anti-family messages or anti-male messages. Paul Ehrlich, 1979 on TV. That should pull it up. Who's that guy he was on with? He was the guy that interviewed all the movie stars. What's that guy's name? He went on Jimmy Carson and said similar crap. So I'm like, okay, there's billboards and buses everywhere. And as soon as I got back to Austin, a month later, I saw him here. I'm like, okay, well, these shots definitely cause heart attacks and strokes. And then we got right around the same time, the same month, we get the CDC document on their own website. Adverse predictions from the shot will be heart attacks, myocarditis, blood clots, strokes, infertility, cancer. Yeah, I think that's the show. He's on another one, too. That's the interview. What's the name of it? I'm not going to play it again, but just put the name of the interview up so everybody can go see it that wants to. That's your homework, folks. You can read his books. I've read them, too. Population Bomb, all of it. You guys found the video. I just want to know what the name of the video is so I can tell listeners the source of it. Thank you. Find it on X, find it on YouTube. Let me know. So the point is that that's where we are. You just need to minimize where you got the clip, or maybe it's already the computer. Maybe that's why you can't show me where. It's in the system. That's what I figured. Great job, crew. Well, then I better just play it. Well, let me think about it. I got guests coming up and all this news. So, that's where we are. When they're rolling out something new, and they're about to do something, they pre-program it. So, Biden steals the election, first press conference Press Secretary had, she said, there's white supremacists everywhere. They're going to kill everyone. Trump supporters are terrorists. We need to arrest them all. I can play it again if you want. This is in late January 2021. And then he puts out a report in June the next year that white supremacists are everywhere. He defines it as anybody that questions lockdowns, open borders, checkpoints, forced shots. And then now they say the white supremacists are about to strike. And now you've seen some of that. So they tell you what they're going to do before they do it. So here we go. Trust in doctors and hospitals plummets. A new paper from the Journal of American Medicine analyzes survey respondents in the U.S. over the period of time right after COVID pandemic started in 2020 to 2024. So it's an exhaustive study. It reveals significant decline in trust in physicians and hospitals, dropping from 71.5 in April 2020 to 40.1 in January 2024. Lower trust levels were strongly associated with reduced likelihood in receiving COVID-19 vaccinations and boosters. Total shocker, right? And again, the same month in October, in Germany, in England, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Canada, in the U.S., and in Mexico, we confirmed. As soon as I saw that on buses, I went and Googled it and saw ads on TV saying it's quite normal to have heart attacks and strokes in children when it's not, and blood clots, because they wanted you to already hear that. So when it happened, well, that's quite normal. They wanted to break the ice with you, kind of like a pedophile first talks to a kid, touches him, gives him presents, makes him feel secure, tells him little secrets. Hey, we've got a special relationship. So that's what they do. And it's the same thing. And it's all premeditated and so damn evil. Now, is the average doctor in on this? No. But when Klaus Schwab goes, a cyber attack will make COVID lockdowns look like a minor inconvenience, he's telling you what's coming. So he's the hero that predicted it when it happens. So I've got so much here. Let me, I'm just trying to pick what's first. It's not lack of news. It's too much news. I meant to give this yesterday, but I want to comment on it now because now we know more. They've now responded. Last week, Crowder gets the undercover video of the UN official, also one of their, the head of their legal department in public affairs, saying 99% of our work's pure crap. Everybody hates us. We're involved in all this horrible behavior. We're so scared of Trump, we think he'll abolish the UN. He comes out the next day and says, I was just joking, and the UN officially responds. Well, now they get the head of public affairs, not even the spokesperson, the head of public affairs for arguably the most powerful arm of the DOJ, the Southern District of New York. It's either that or D.C. They're both. You can argue who's the most powerful and who's the most corrupt. But they're like, you know, who's more powerful, Godzilla or Megalon? I mean, it just comes down to, you know, comes down to that. So here we are. And so they have the head of public affairs saying the persecution of Trump is purely political and it's a miscarriage of justice. Now, we already all know that. The people that persecuted him ran on persecuting him and said they would. I'm running to put him in prison. We're going to find something, said Letitia James. And I'm going to get the NRA and I'm going to get Trump and I'm going to get everybody. And they are. Now, it's a 13-minute report. I'm not going to get to the whole thing. I'm going to play a few minutes of it. It's already out there. It's already gone viral. But it's important to understand that they've now responded. And he said, I was just showing off to a girl. Oh, kind of like they were doing a child trafficking investigation in D.C. and just happened in their investigation to run into this CIA FBI operative, former FBI, now CIA, who talked about the operation about setting me up in the media and trying to take me off the air. And, you know, that's what you do. It's funny when you do these sex pervert investigations or potential pervert, you just tend to run into other stuff. That's how they found that. Well, and the Crowder's people they work with found that. That was kind of like a little table scrap they gave me of the stuff they have. Now, the new one isn't the UN admitting they're a total fraud. It's the head of public relations, high level. That's like the fourth most powerful position. I looked it up in the District of Southern New York. Just saying, yeah, it's total fraud. Here it is.
You stacking charges and like, rearranging things just to make it fit a case, make the case is nonsense. It's a perversion of justice.
To make him a convict, a convicted felon. Maybe that's his candidacy if he's a convicted felon.
It's a travesty of justice, the mockery of justice.
Let me be clear about something on the outset. The person you'll be watching today is not the bad guy here. Unwitting whistleblower? Yeah. Nicholas Biasi is the chief of public affairs for the Department of Justice's Southern District of New York, something you may be familiar with, and the most prominent federal trial court in America.
Those felonies did nothing to stop Trump from running.
No, in fact, they made him more relevant.
Did that backfire?
Sure did.
And the whole thing is disgusting. They're just out to get him.
And that's why, like, the surging of the homeless is, you know, it's a perversion of justice. Yeah. He's stacking charges and, like, rearranging things just to make it fit a case. No, to be honest with you, I think the case is nonsense.
State levels are wild west. They're, like, idiots. They don't care. They're all political. So, yeah. This guy's probably going to try to lock him up. And there is going to be, it's going to be ugly. They're so obsessed with getting him.
All right. The full report's up on InfoWars.com, LadderWithCrowder.com. It's on Real Alex Jones on X. We'll see the whole thing. You know, the audio's decent, but really not good for AM radio. We're on a lot of AM and FM stations, so I'm going to stop there. But he just goes on and on because he's not a crook. And he goes, these people are idiots. It's the Wild Wild West. They're just making stuff up. They change the cases in the middle of it. It's all double jeopardy. It's all a fraud. It's incredible. So moving on from that, top Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office spokesman blast D.A. Bragg over Trump prosecution and secret recording. The case is nonsense. Politically motivated. They're a bunch of idiots. Because he goes, it's going to get ugly. They're not going to get away with it, folks. It's ridiculous. Trump runs his businesses so clean, it's redonkulous. Trump is Mr. Clean, ladies and gentlemen. And so am I, by the way. I mean, I don't try to be a Boy Scout. I just am. Except in the past, in the liquor department and the woman department. And I've just admitted who I am. And I did abortions, you know, when I was a teenager. And I repented of it. And God's forgiven me. And I still feel terrible about it. But that's my crimes. That's what I do wrong. I straight shoot. And so does Trump. And they just can't stand it. Meanwhile, we've got this clip. Biden administration admits himself that Inflation Reduction Act was wrongly named, should have named it what it was, a giant carbon tax power grab. $369 billion smackers, clams, shimolies, greenbacks, given to a select buddies like the head of the Department of Energy, who had a secret email and lied about getting massive amounts of money herself from these contracts. The solar panels, all of this crap that doesn't work, that's nothing compared to coal or natural gas. And now they've got TV ads everywhere with people sitting around tables going, I love nuclear. Yeah, it's really good. We all need more nuclear. Yeah, we need nuclear like we need a cancer. They never run the damn nuclear plants right, folks. There are constant disasters. Every damn one of them is leaking. The new ones are just as dangerous. They're going to build 20 little ones for every big one. And the chances of problems are even bigger. And then all, oh my God, but I'm digressing. Here, but now it's like the liberal thing. I'm a Democrat. I love World War III and I love nuclear power. But I hate that carbon dioxide plants breathe, that naughty, naughty gas. All right, let's go to Biden.
My investments, that through my investments, the most significant climate change law ever. And by the way, it is a $369 billion bill. It's called the we should have named it what it was. But at any rate.
All right. So there he is. Let me now. Let me get the pooty poot stuff out of the way. That's what W. Bush called him. And then we will drill into the fake job numbers and a bunch of huge economic news. I'm not talking about the fake job numbers a month ago, the 818,000 plus fake jobs that they knew and lied about. So the worst jobs since the Depression. That was for the last year before. Now we've gotten the next 2 months. You know, wait, you said it was from a month ago. Well, the numbers only go back to 2 months ago. So then we got the next month's numbers. It's always a month behind, and they faked those to a massive number. In fact, the rate of faking was as big or bigger for per capita month. So we've got that coming up and a bunch of other economic news. But let's play this clip. This is Putin says he picks Kamala Harris as who the Russians support. And you can say this is a joke, tongue-in-cheek. They're all laughing. But it turns out Biden was on the Russian payroll, and so was his son. And because they're vending machines. I wouldn't even call him a Russian agent. He's mainly a Chi-Com agent. Think of Biden like a NASCAR, and it's got all these sponsor stickers on it. But the Russians are like a little sticker on the door. But the globalist and BlackRock are on the roof, and the thing on the hood, the big sponsor, is CCP. We should create a Biden NASCAR. Can one of the graphics people do that? And I want like ADL, Soros, you know, on one door, and NAMBLA is a little sticker on another door, and Planned Parenthood is another sticker. But the one on the roof needs to be BlackRock Deep State. And then the one on the hood needs to say CCP and a picture of Xi Jinping. Can we create that? Or maybe Biden in a NASCAR outfit, and it says CCP right here, and his head's turned, the helmet says Deep State, and then on his arm patch it says BlackRock. He can be wearing kind of a cod piece that says NAMBLA. You know, we can have a ADL on his ass. Maybe on his legs, you know, have something like open borders or something, child trafficking. But because you need to see it that way. That's how it is with Biden. Actual, you know, just vending machine. And that's how the Russians see these guys. And you know, we need to put on Biden, maybe on his stomach, Russian Federation, or maybe Putin's face. Let's go ahead and roll it.
That if we can name a favorite candidate, It used to be Joe Biden, but now he is not participating in the election campaign, and he recommended all his allies to support Ms. Harris. So that is what we are going to do. So it was, well, he said that we should, that is why we should also do that. Well, she's laughing. Her laugh is so fascinating. It means that everything is good, and if everything is good, it means that, for instance, if we're speaking about Joe Biden, there are so many sanctions against Russia introduced, and if everything is good with Ms. Harris, maybe she'll refrain herself from such measures, or maybe she'll change them. So in the end, it will be the choice of the U.S. people, and we will respect this choice.
That's a very complex thing. It's a joke at one level because obviously they hate him, but they actually are by him because you can. All right, coming up, the economic news. I've got a bunch of military news. I've got more on the health front that's incredible. And central bank digital currency news as well. And then next hour, we're doing the deep dive on Russiagate 2.0 and why it's even more dangerous than last time with Robert Barnes. Coming up, please stay with us. You're the Paul Revere. Share the live links. Tell folks about the local station. Please get new listeners. That's how we win. COVID vax causes more heart damage than COVID virus and brain, blood, immune cancer, reproductive study. I mean, there's so many of these studies. What do you make of that?
This finally settled the question, Alex. The COVID vaccine causes myocarditis in young people, not the infection. It's a government false narrative. It's been propagated through the American College of Cardiology and other agencies that the infection causes myocarditis. It doesn't.
Looking at this, then, we see these headlines constantly. When you follow the article, there's no link, there's no proof. It just says COVID's a greater risk of heart problems than the shot, and then they just lie.
It's essentially a giant medical lie perpetrated by the American College of Cardiology, the CDC, the NIH, This is a false narrative. No confirmed cases by adjudication or autopsy. Right. No hospitalizations and deaths. But the vaccine, I'm a cardiologist, Alex. I am knee deep in people with vaccine myocarditis causing heart failure. The vaccines do cause heart arrhythmias in some. It's inflammation in the heart, atrial fibrillation, sometimes ventricular arrhythmias.
COVID shots can enlarge and weaken the heart. Another study.
Heart failure can be an outcome of subclinical myocarditis. It's very important for people to realize they may not feel chest pain initially, but then they have the onset of effort intolerance, a pulmonary edema, congestion, and leg swelling. I have cases from Austin, Alex, referred up to my office. It's vaccine myocarditis and heart failure. They need treatment for this. The go-to is McCullough Protocol based spike protein detoxification with supplements available through onlinehealthnow.com.
Onlinehealthnow.com.
We have ample data now suggesting every cancer is increasing worldwide in virtually every organ system, and it's related to COVID-19 vaccines.
Now, I'm glad, Dr. McCullough, that you brought up how to detox, either whether you got COVID in the wild, which you know is a lot less from the studies, bad as taking the shots, but if you want to detox from it, you're one of the top research doctors out there, one of the, if not the most published. You have actually developed something, come up with something available at onlinehealthnow.com that you're saying is the go-to here. Spend a few minutes telling us about that anti-spike protein protocol.
It's the base of what we do now in long COVID and vaccine injury syndromes. It's caused because of accumulation of the spike protein from the infection, and in a massive doses from the vaccine, it gets stuck in the human body. We need to assist the body in clearing the spike protein. We have several years of observation, multiple peer-reviewed publications on this, very good support for doing this. It's nattokinase, which is a natural enzyme derived from the fermentation of soy. Japanese discovered it. Bromelain, a family of enzymes derived from the stems of pineapple, and then lastly, curcumin derived from turmeric and Indian spice. These are all in capsule format. We give them in combination in between meals, and we're using accelerating doses. People are doing this across the world right now, Alex.
So you build up.
And we build up. Now listen, the initial starting doses were 2,000 units twice a day of natto. We're now going to 4,000 twice a day. We do give them in addition to blood thinners, and we have found sometimes it's the only way to dissolve the blood clots. When people get large vaccine blood clots, the blood thinners just hold it steady. They don't dissolve them. We actually have to give thrombolytic enzymes. That's McCullough Protocol-based spike protein detoxification.
And people can find out all the details of that at onlinehealthnow.com.
That's the go-to place. The wellness company provides, really the leading quality in the leading formulation. So the spike formulation has not only nattokinase, but five minor ingredients. We combine that with the curcumin and the bromelain for what we think is the ultimate spike detox trio. Onlinehealthnow.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
From the front lines.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, about 30 seconds ago, and I'm getting the article printed right now. It's going to go on screen. Massive, very important news just broke. Judge delays Trump's sentencing until after November 26, after Election Day. They've been making noises in his conviction in the kangaroo criminal trial, which we now have the head of the New York Southern District where the case was brought saying it's a total fraud, politically targeted, and a giant scam. And the word is, I was already hearing this was going to happen from my sources. I made some phone calls about this yesterday, that they were, because of the Crowder investigation team getting the head of the Southern District of New York of Public Relations admitting it's a total fraud on a secret video, that this was probably going to happen. And I had a caller last Friday, and I haven't done it yet, because I ended up writing down like 20 pages of notes. They're all over the place. Here's just two pages I wrote the other day. I've got to get them all together. I'm going to bite the bullet, and I'm going to guarantee by Monday's show, I'll probably do it Monday, maybe sooner, I'm going to do a solution show. But I was just thinking that 2 days ago. That's why I keep waiting. What is the solution? The solution, the biggest one, is getting right with God, of course, but and deciding which side you're on, deciding to take action, being informed, and personally getting ready physically, spiritually. But then these investigative teams going out, and anybody can go to a bar where politicians and Democrats go, and they're just going to be bragging about their criminal takeover right in front of you. Or others will say they hate it. Bring the article in. Thank you. So you guys can always just bring them on in. So that's where we are. And thank you. And that's what's happening. And so it's Project Veritas, even though they did horrible things to O'Keefe, is still doing some good work. O'Keefe's knocking it out of the park. Tucker, a bunch of other groups we've had on. The fabulous folks over at Stephen Crowder, who I love to death. This is a big deal. Now, our next guest will be with us about 15 minutes the next hour, and then Robert Barnes with incredibly important. Please stay with us for this, or if you even have to leave, tune back into the rebroadcast later or the restreams, or we'll archive it by 3 or 4 o'clock today at band.video and Real Alex Jones, because this new Russiagate is serious, and it gives us the blueprint of the next attack. Okay, this is their next attack on free speech, on free press, claiming we're all Russian agents. This is really big. But judge delays Trump's sentencing until November 26th after Election Day. In a ruling today, the judge, Merchan, cited the unique time frame this matter currently finds itself in and rescheduled the sentencing for November 26th. He has previously planned to hand down Mr. Trump's punishment on September 18th, just 7 weeks before Election Day. Mr. Trump will face off against Vice President Kamala Harris for the presidency. This is not a decision this court makes lightly, but in the decision which this court viewed best advice from the interest of justices, said the judge, wrote in a four-page decision which noted that this is matter is one that stands alone in a unique place in this nation's history. So that is a absolutely huge, huge deal. And you can bet your bottom nickel that the Stephen Crowder report with his team breaking did this, because they had the troops and Rikers ready and the police, and our intel was that he was going to sentence him to at least a year in prison. This is the stuff of victory. This is the stuff of game changing. I can't tell you 4 months ago what that undercover report with the FBI, CIA admitting they set me up with Sandy Hook and ran the fraudulent hearings, what that did throughout the system, what that did to Elon Musk's view of me, and I'm going to leave that alone, what that did to just so many organizations and groups that were still not sure because they bought the chili from the globalist. They drank the Kool-Aid partially. So I am so thankful for these investigative units, and I'm so thankful to Crowder that behind the scenes is funding a bunch of groups. By the way, I know Crowder. You know that guy lives very modestly. He's a huge talk show. He's one of the biggest. Guy lives like a lower middle class guy. He puts it all in. I know. I work with him. He's putting 98% of his money into the fight. And I'm going to say this right now. I need money to fight these people. We are delivering and magnifying and amplifying all these other great people. I'm not in competition with them. I've been doing this 30 years. Back then, hosts were all against each other. It was stupid. I did trailblaze saying, let's stop this. We're not in competition with each other. We're in competition with the New World Order. But I'm not sponsored by big money or, you know, the globalist. I'm sponsored by you. And it's such a critical decision in this fight to go, man, I should really support Alex Jones. I should really support President Trump. I should really support Stephen Crowder. I should really support people that time and time again, I mean, they first released and forced the whole release of the trans manifesto that they blamed on right-wingers that went and shot everybody up and the little kids in Tennessee. So support James O'Keefe. But I'm telling you, InfoWars is the magnifier. We're like the big amplifier. Guy's playing a guitar, we plug it in, and so many times we'll get a story that's not getting picked up by somebody else and boost it over, not just our story. So we are of great value to everybody. We're in this together, so I need you to commit to support our sponsors, plus they're the best, and I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody needs a gravity-fed water filter. Stainless steel system cuts out thousands of chemicals and things at non-detectable levels or completely. They say it's non-detectable is the term you use. These big spectrometers can't find anything. You shouldn't be drinking any well water, tap water. Almost everything's contaminated. We have the best unit, the Alexa Pure, at the lowest price. There are three or four other companies that sell stuff just as highly rated, but they sell it for double the price on average. InfoWarsStore.com. Get the InfoWars MD CBD gummies and 1,000 milligram liquid tincture. It's incredible. The other InfoWars MD line. Get the nitric boost to clean out your blood and your cardiovascular system. You've heard Dr. Mikovits tell about how important it is. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And don't forget our great sponsor, my dad's company, key to keeping us on air, funding this operation, and whatever they do to InfoWars, being a sponsor in the future. That's a critical place to spend your money, plus the products are incredible, the nano silver, the toothpaste, all of it. It's all game-changing. DrJonesNaturals.com. We'll put it on screen. DrJonesNaturals.com. And there's so many big specials going. Next Level Foundational Energy is not a stimulant, but it has that effect with no letdown. I want it right now. When I forget to take it, I might like this. It's methyl folate and a bunch of other key compounds that go right in the cells. The breakdown of folic acid. Most people can't absorb folic acid properly, especially white people and Asians. And it just supercharges you. Next Level Foundational Energy, about to sell out. DrJonesNaturals.com. Thank you for your consideration and support. Now, for the next 40 minutes, one of my favorite guests, Dr. Kirk Elliott, economist and theologian. I've known about him for 25 years, big with WorldNet Daily, you name it, focus on the family, on their board, all of that. In the past, he is dead on about the economy. And I've been so busy, we haven't done it. I've told the crew, go back with him on the last 10, 11 months and get predictions with the dates, because it is a big job, and then show, as he says it, gold and silver doing a little bit better or better than he even said, but right on the dates he said about local bank failures, regional bank failures, industry needing silver, all of it has been tracking basically exactly as he says, except a little bit better than he said, because he's being conservative to be right, like a good doctor will under-promise, over-deliver. So we privately talk, and what he said me privately is just dead on. So he's wrong because it's better than he said, but it's following the trend, just like he said. And he is a sponsor, but I want him on about the breaking news. I just called him an hour ago. He works from 7 in the morning till about 8 at night. He said, yeah, I can squeeze it in, because I wanted to get him on about these new economic developments. Let's play one of these clips. But you need to go there if you want silver and gold. He'll tell you silver's still the thing. It still is going to outperform gold for now, because gold hasn't gone up precipitously as much as silver, though it's gone up a lot. And that goes to the fact there's less silver than gold. The big institutions are buying gold. The general public's buying silver. And they admit there's silver shortages now. Just as he predicted 10 months ago here on the show, 11 months ago. You need to go to KEPM.com/gold. And then he knows it came from us, so he can up his sponsorship. KEPM.com/gold or call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900. And if you don't get his silver that is at wholesale, spots out of the ground. Nobody can give you spot out of the ground unless you own a silver mine. It's every day you can look at the prices of it. You're getting it from him. You know you're getting wholesale, and he lets you sell it back for zero. No big company does that. So you can sell back your silver when gold starts exploding, which is already starting to do, and then buy basically free gold with that, just with your profit. So this is what we're talking about here. You need to take action now, KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3000. To me, this is a no-brainer. This is the closest thing to a sure thing there is. I don't feel bad that the enemies ran me to ground in an amount of money, because I don't even care about that. I'll just keep the operation going. But if I had money, I would be all in on silver, 100%. And I'm telling family, a year ago, I said, get into silver, and have some family that did. And boy, are they pleased. This is the surest thing out there in my view, KEPM.com/gold. But we can't make you call the number. We can't make you get a free consultation. We can't make you roll over that IRA. We can't make you make the clearest, best move. You could say, I'm going to go for a hike at night. There's a field by your house where there's no potholes or problems and you got a flashlight. Or are you going to go climb up the mountain in the back of your house or the field? No, you don't climb the mountain at night. So not getting silver and gold would be like taking a walk at night without a flashlight up a mountain, instead of walking into a field. Is it a sure thing to walk out in the field? No, maybe a meteorite comes down out of the sky and kills you. Or, maybe a plane crashes on you, one out of a trillion. The point is, it's a lot safer than the unknown country of the mountain at night. That's kind of my weird analogy. It's like, you're outfitting to go prospecting in Alaska in the winter. You need a coat, don't you? Or would you rather buy a swimsuit? This is the no-brainer, KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3000. 720-605-3900. And I'm going to stop plugging. He didn't even come on the plug, but I'm doing it. He's a great sponsor. We wouldn't be on air right now without him. And we're just blessed to have the top silver broker in North America, probably in the world, sells to private citizens. We are just so blessed to have him at our fingertips. So let's play this clip. This is CNBC. Today, breaking another jobs report, big revision down to the prior 2 months. That's on top of the 18 months before that, them lying about 818,000 jobs. And so just the last few months, they told another whopper of a gigantor lie. Here it is.
Should be coming across any second now. Let me check the BL. There it is. 142,000 versus July, which revised down to from 289,000 from 114,000. June, big revision to 118 from 179. I cannot do the math. Somebody do 11 and 14 for me. That's 25,000 for the July revision. And it looks like 61,000. So what's 25 and 61 is 87 or 86, is that right? So big revision down for the prior 2 months. I'm looking at the unemployment rate. It did tick down to 4.2% from 4.3%.
So it's all cooked. And then they lie about the last numbers, then put out new lies. And then comes out later, that was a lie. They tell new lies, and then the same thing is repeated over and over again. Kind of like them saying, did you hear Vance came out and said he didn't care about kids getting shot? It's just a fact of life. He said, it's terrible. We got to stop it. It's horrible. I hate the fact it's become a fact of life. We got to stop that. He said the complete opposite. AP lied about it. Kirk Elliott, they're getting desperate.
I mean, I don't, when I see these numbers come out, Alex, it's not that number that I look at. I look at the revision. Because every single time on almost every single number, whether it's GDP numbers, employment numbers, unemployment rate, new jobs, you always get this story of like, wow, we've exceeded expectations. Isn't Bidenomics amazing, right? And at the same day, they actually post the revisions from 30 days prior, which are always way worse than expected. It's like, so this is what this gentleman on that news program just said, right? So here, the numbers that non-farm payroll numbers that just came out, they didn't exceed expectations. They weren't that good, right? So they were up 142,000, but they were expecting 161. So they didn't meet expectations. But what were the revisions, Alex? So the revisions from last month were down 25,000. From the month before in June, it was down 61,000. That's 85,000 jobs that actually were below, not the exceeded expectations garbage that we hear. So the reality of the world that we live in is people who are watching this fake news and watching these commentaries and all this stuff on financial news networks, they respond to sound bites, right? They respond to a 30-second clip that says, wow, the economy is so great under Biden. And so therefore they invest and they think that the future is going to be great and everything like that. But it's not, Alex. It's not. So why is this important right now today? Well, because September 17th and 18th, the Fed is meeting. And they've been telling us for a while since the Jackson Hole meeting last month where the Fed met, they're going to lower interest rates. Well, they're going to lower interest rates probably 50 basis points or 0.5% was the expectation. Now, after these numbers today, there was some mixed messages and they don't know what to think. So maybe it's only going to come down 0.25%. Well, this is problematic, right, for the markets, because that means if when rates come down, what happens? People have more money to spend. So the markets were expecting a 0.5% reduction in the rates coming September. Now the expectation is maybe it's only going to come down 0.25%, right? So people are thinking, oof, we're not going to have as much money to spend. So this is why the stock market today is down over 300 points, the Dow. This is why gold and silver are down a little bit today, which is actually a huge buying opportunity, right? Because when you look at these things and what happened on Monday, after some bad economic news of warehouse numbers and manufacturing numbers were way lower than expected, the Dow is down 600 points. So down 600 points on Monday, down over 300 points already today. Based on what? Bad economic data. They're fearing an economic slowdown. People are. Hedge funds are. Banks are. And when you have economic slowdown, people aren't going to spend money. So you know who else, Alex, is thinking that there's going to be economic slowdown? Warren Buffett, right? So he's been selling Bank of America shares, which it was the second largest holding at Berkshire Hathaway, almost every single trading session for the last nine. But since July, he's dumped $7 billion. $7 billion.
That's right. You were on 2 weeks ago. It was $5 billion. Now it's $7 billion.
Now it's seven. He just did another $800 million yesterday. And so why? If he actually thought that the economy was strong and the bank was going to be successful and they were going to make money hand over fist, he's a smart investor. He would hold on to it. In fact, he would be buying more.
And let's be clear. I'm not an economist like you, but they have terms for this. He's selling as fast as he can without fully tanking the market. So he's watching it very carefully. And same thing with tech stocks. He's dumping that stuff as fast as he can without fully tanking things.
I know. It's so he's dumping it like yesterday's trash. And why though? Why is he doing that? Over the last Friday, he dumped like another almost $1 billion worth of Bank of America, and the stock market came down 600 points on Monday, the day next day. Yesterday, he dumps $800 million worth of Bank of America stocks, and now the market's collapsed today. How is he always a day ahead, right? How is he? It's because I think he knows.
Yeah, well, he's got the inside knowledge. He's part of the military-industrial complex. And let me show you this headline. This is really an indicator. Dollar store stocks are cratering. Dollar store stocks are cratering, and pundits can't agree why. Well, because the numbers are coming out, the real numbers, the economy stinks.
Yeah, it absolutely stinks. It's absolutely terrible, right? And you start to look at why it is so incredibly important. I see that Kamalanomics on your stack there. It's like, okay, if Trump doesn't win, America's absolutely toast, because like what we talked about on the last show, Kamala's plan for America is tax the living garbage out of everybody, right? Because she wants a 25% unrealized capital gains tax, 44.6% capital gains tax. That's 70%. And how in the world is it fair to tax somebody? Let me tell you a story of how this would impact somebody. Let's just say, Alex, that your mother or grandmother, right, bought a house like 40 years ago for $50,000. And today it's worth $500,000, you know, decades later. And so then here comes Kamala with her stupid unrealized capital gains tax of 25%. Well, it's like, man, the capital gain on that was $425,000. At least that's the growth. It's not really a capital gain. It's growth. So what is she going to have to pay? She's going to have to pay over $100,000 in an unrealized capital gain. And then your poor mom or grandma says, I can't afford that. I don't have any money.
Let me elaborate on that. My dad was never rich, but he was well-to-do, upper middle class. The globalists sued him because he was in business with me and stuff, just as a pure harassment, trying to get me to agree to not have free speech. And, they met with us at these different mediations and said, just stop defending the Second Amendment and other things. And I said, oh, what are those? Well, let's have agreed to this. And we'll see. And I was just seeing what they'd say. I said, hell no, never. My dad basically has no money now. He owns a couple of dental offices in South Austin 30-something years ago when I was still in high school. We lived in North Austin. He was driving down a street in South Austin in kind of a lower middle class neighborhood, but it's a nice area, pretty, a lot of big trees and stuff. He saw a 4-acre piece of property for $82,000. He just bought it, boom. It had an old farmhouse on it, and an old blacksmith thing, and it had been the center of a farm when going back over 100 years. And he later built another house on it, stuff like that. He bought it for $87,000. He's been offered millions and millions. There was like $5 million last time I heard, to build a condo on it because they're building high rises. It's an area where they're doing that. Well, my dad doesn't want to do that. He doesn't have money to go buy another house. But still, his property taxes go up and up and up and are killing him, where he may not in the future be able to keep that house that we all love and the property you know, shoot BB guns there, everything. It's wonderful. Play Frisbee. You got to come over to the house sometime when you're here. But that's an example. But if they do this capital gains things they want, unrealized, they'll make my dad sell his property because it has all that capital gains. And then they have the Krasenstein brothers and others running around saying, this is only on people making $100 million a year. That's a damn lie. And you just explained it.
Yeah. I mean, these stories are ridiculous when you play themselves out, because if you're in the story, if your mom or your grandma had to sell it and pay $125,000, she doesn't have it. So now she has to sell the property. And then she realized 44.6%. That tax, Alex, is 70%. You know what that's worse than? That's worse than Russia. Right? It's like, wow. Oh my word. We've
only
like
France. Only France has that rate.
It's just so bad, brother. It's just insane. These woke policies that are coming at us from all fronts, right? And but when you think about it, we've actually got a problem where you look at the unemployment numbers, the slowdown of America, the slowdown of the economy that we were talking about. There was this research paper that I was reading yesterday. Last week alone, 28.4% of all of America searched for a job. Like, what? One out of every four people in America was looking for a job? So what could be the reasons for that? A, they want a better job because they're stinks and they're not making enough money. B, they don't have a job. Or C, it's the new trend in America where the alarming number of people that have to have two full-time jobs just to survive is on the increase. It's like two full-time jobs, Alex, there's nothing left. There's no time left.
I've got a bunch of family in East Texas that ranch and farm on full military Army pensions. They're all Army. We're talking 30, 35 years Army, and we're talking non-commissioned officers and officers, and they've all got jobs on top of that. So they're up at 4 a.m. and going to sleep at you know, 10 p.m. They get home at 8. And even on, like, Thanksgiving, we'll go down there and, like, oh, where's this person, that person? Oh, they had to work today. And these are people that are, like, 65 years old, and they're running a farm, a ranch, and got a job.
I mean, is this the way that America should be? No. But this is what happens when you have these woke policies where you have to print money to fund everything under the sun, hand out all these entitlements, pay for things that the government should never have to pay for. You have high taxes, high interest rates, high inflation, wages are coming down, unemployment is persisting. Sadly, this is what Biden has brought to America.
It's incredible. Let's talk about when we come back. But people should call you right now and get silver and gold right now. KEPM.com/gold. We'll give you the number when we come back. I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars MD, the Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. And, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really gives you a clean, focused mindset, does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha. Your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.